The kingdom of God is like crickets that you hear and that are part of nature, an integral, vital part of nature that we perhaps don't even know about. The kingdom of God is like birds singing all over the world. Millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of birds that God created. The kingdom of God is like the changing of the seasons. Whatever we do, we're awake, we're asleep. The seasons slowly change in their times and in their appointed times. The kingdom of God is like the wind that's blowing all over the earth, and right where we are, it might be light, medium, strong, causing things to happen that we generally can understand, but perhaps we can never explain it. The wind that's moving the clouds all over the earth and sending the rains, filling up the oceans and the lakes and the rivers and the streams. Unbelievable. The kingdom of God is like a person who didn't exist, but yet was conceived and 9 months later born into the earth and then grows into an adult. God gave them that life, and sometimes they don't even acknowledge that He did that. God made us in His image and gave us the ability to choose. And Jesus Christ told a man of God once, He said, "How I long to heal my people, but I cannot violate my word. I cannot enter." They have to believe. They have to have the faith. Faith is reliance. But He said, how I long to heal them if they will only believe and say with confidence that I will do it. Jesus Christ told another man of God and said, quote, "It's so easy. I made it so simple. Why do my people not take me at my word? Do they not know that I have all power in heaven and on earth to back up what I said? Sometimes they believe, but when it doesn't happen in their time, they begin to doubt. Why do my people not take me at my word? It's so easy. I made it so simple. If they will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time." Unquote. And that applies to everything in our walk with Him. Everything. We all have needs every day. I'm saying this to myself and to anyone who will listen. That's how we receive everything from Him. If we want a fellowship with Him, that's how we receive it. We just rely and we have faith and we know that He's going to fellowship with us. You know, really, faith is simple and easy. So simple and easy. Just like everything in our walk with Him. So the question is, why, someone may ask, why does it seem so hard? Why does it seem like God's far away? Why does it seem like it's so impossible to receive that miracle? That people might want to be healed and receive a miracle for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and it never happens. How can you say it's easy and simple? Well, I'll try to respond to that. When we rely on the Almighty, it's easy and simple. When we try to do it ourselves, even faith, it's hard. It's impossible. It never works. But just some points here. The Greek word for faith is reliance. It's relying on Him. It's not working up our faith. We're relying on Him in the natural for everything. So let's rely on Him in the spiritual for everything. Next point. We have faith hundreds and thousands of times a day for everything that we do. Literally. We could give examples just over and over again. Every step we take, every breath we take, when we stand up, sit down, we eat food, we drink water, everything we do is based on faith. And I could go into more about that, but we just do the same thing spiritually. Same thing. I mean, I've made the points in other messages. I think it's very relevant. The four things we need to survive. God's providing them all the time. Every second, every day. And so we're relying on Him for those things. We take this for granted. We don't even realize that we're doing this. We're relying on Him in the natural by faith. Relying on Him all the time. Amen. Take the example of just sitting in a chair. When we go sit in a chair that we haven't sat in, do we go and you know, examine that chair, make sure it's going to hold us? No, we sit in it and it holds us. So that's a very basic example. Let's remember that this faith is easy, simple. And our walk with Him, easy, simple. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." His yoke. When we try to do it ourselves, it is impossible and it is hard. And we will wait 30 years. That's wind blowing in trees that are very tall, maybe 80 to 100 feet tall. It's very windy up there, obviously. There's darkening clouds. It might rain. That's like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like clouds coming in, and you can tell it's going to rain, and the wind's blowing harder, and you feel it in the air, and it's a little cooler. And then it rains, and it's this glorious miracle. And we had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nature teaches us spiritual truth. And I always kind of wondered, well, if somebody's talking about nature, they're not really dealing with the most important things, which is spiritual. Let's talk about the spiritual. Well, Jesus Christ talked about nature continually. God came to earth as a man, and he used nature to teach us spiritual truth again and again, continually. If He did it, we should just read His words. But I'm giving these other examples just as I'm even getting sensing something here that the Holy Spirit's trying to reveal to us. How everywhere we look, there are miracles. There are the kingdom of God is revealed. That what the kingdom of God is like is revealed to us everywhere we look. Even the bad things. We look at a person that's hard to deal with and that's hurt us. Well, they may be a good person just doing some things that are not right, or they may be a bad person. They're a representation of the human race. Of the human race, of the two sides, the good and the bad. Because we live in a fallen world, there's the good and the bad. There's the love and the hate. There's the goodness and purity and righteousness, and there's sin. And I could go on and on. The two sides. Everywhere we look. Especially, of course, in nature, but really everywhere. The kingdom of God is God Himself, the presence of God Almighty, the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the anointing. The most valuable entity in the universe. The only entity in the universe that is life, is goodness, is faith, hope, and love. We find Him, we get the faith. We get everything. If we see the terrible things happening in the world, of course we shouldn't focus on those. But we know that they are happening. We realize that this whole thing, let's look at the entire big picture. It's good versus evil, God versus the devil. Lucifer was the highest created being under the Trinity. He rebelled. He's causing all this evil and destruction. It's not God. And so that helps us realize that we were born into this, and the way that we win is by joining the side of the good, God Almighty, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now the wind's blowing harder. I do hope that you hear that. The kingdom of God is like blood flowing through a human or animal. Life is in the blood. When God spoke into Adam, blood started flowing through his body. Life is in the blood. Every person's blood that's flowing comes from God. Your blood that's flowing through your body came from God Almighty. It's a priceless creation. You are priceless. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing. Life is in the blood. And every covenant, all seven covenants, are sealed with blood. All the sacrifices in the Old Testament that we as humans, sometimes it's hard for us to accept all those sacrifices. All the animals that were killed and the blood flowing. Life is in the blood. God's very life. He's the giver of life. Everything He does is priceless and eternal and gives life. He is life itself. He doesn't have life. He is life itself. He doesn't exist. He is existence. And so the ultimate is that Jesus died and shed His blood for us. God came to earth as a man and died for the world. Amen. So, conclusion, takeaway. What are we then to do about the kingdom of God? Let's remember, this is not a mystery. The kingdom of God is the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So glorious. So beautiful. And He wants to fellowship with us. The chief end of man is to know God. The chief end of knowing Him is fellowshipping with Him. I just heard a great man of God say, God created man to share His love with His family, with His creation, to share His love and to have that relationship and to fellowship with Him. Amen. That's why Jesus' main message was the kingdom. He continually talked about it over and over again and said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first Jesus Christ and His presence through the Holy Spirit and the anointing. That's what we are to do. So if I would give one takeaway to anyone who's listening, that's what we should do. And while we're doing that, we can intercede, we can... yes, pursue ministry, pursue what He wants us to do. But first and foremost, 100% should be, let's seek Him. Amen. And in that process, we, our old nature, dies and we can then fellowship with Him. Amen. It's a serious thing. Jesus said, count the cost. Yeah, you got to pay the price. You got to count the cost. Doesn't a man first sit down and count the cost, whether he's able to do, you know, build this tower? And it's serious. There's four phases of walking with Him. If somebody gets into the first phase, that's the greatest thing that they've done up until that point. If they... if they continue further, then that's between them and God Almighty, and that's all a personal thing. I just want to say it's serious. I may give some future messages about that, but this is our eternity. This is... if He's called someone into ministry, they need to answer that call and go into ministry. If they don't, there's greater punishment for them. I'm sorry, that's a harsh thing. The overall message is love, and that it's glorious. And He's a God of mercy. Amen. the Lord God, merciful and gracious. That's the message. But within that, I do want to emphasize, there's the two sides. There's the other side. Right, even in that Exodus passage, he gives the most wonderful things, his nature and what he's like, but then says, there's the other side. To the third and fourth generation of those who, you know, please do read that, but forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, but by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. And a great man of God said, that shows his mercy, because he doesn't continue it on past the fourth generation. He could continue it for 50 generations, but he stops it at third or fourth generation because he's a God of mercy. Amen. Another final takeaway. I did hear a man of God say recently that messages that are from God should be positive and encouraging and filled with love and mercy. And so even when we are dealing with a difficult subject, let's say a subject like hell, a subject like how serious this calling into ministry is and how we need to count the cost and pay the price, the message overall should still be positive and encouraging. And for example, a good rule of thumb is use the Oreo principle. I don't know if you've heard of that. Sandwich it between, start out with something positive, then give the difficult message, and then finish with something positive. So here's the positive. The one takeaway is seek the kingdom of God. Seek Jesus Christ and His presence through the Holy Spirit and His glory. This is the most wonderful, encouraging truth and principle maybe that we could ever hear, that we have the opportunity to know Him. That we even have the chance, the opportunity, the privilege to fellowship with Him. This cannot be put into words. And this should fill us with such faith, hope, love, joy, peace, all the wonderful things. More than those things, Him. And it takes all the pressure off of us. All the burden off of us onto Him, which He handles fully and completely. Amen. We can't handle these burdens. We can't walk with Him. We can't produce anything by ourselves, in and of ourselves. We can't win one person to Jesus Christ. No miracle can ever occur through us. We all know this is common sense. He who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. What a privilege. And how wonderful this is that we can rely on Him. And even if we're just starting right now, no matter where we are, if you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, if you've been walking with Him a short time, if you're saved, even if you're not saved, if someone has, let's say that they know Jesus Christ, but they haven't been seeking Him, they've been seeking other things, that's really most of us. It's probably 99% of us. It's so easy to start today, to start right now. What a glorious privilege. It's like this the vast oceans available to us for drinking water forever. And we drink the water every day, and the oceans never go, never decrease. He's always in abundant supply. And we've got a glass of water there, the most delicious water that just satisfies our every need. The living water. And we just drink that glass of water continually, all day, even while we're asleep, that water is continually. And that isn't that amazing? And he's the symbol, the type there is that living water that he provides us, which is him, his presence, is symbolized by, this is just a little parable, by all the oceans of the earth. And we're sitting on next to this and drinking the water all the time. It's up to us to drink it. Most people don't drink it. It's right there available to them, and yet they don't drink it. But if we do drink it, how glorious. And we get to partake of this, of God Almighty, the Savior, the Lord, the Messiah. But again, we have to drink it. He's right there available, and most of us don't drink that water. I do want to repeat, this applies to our every day and every moment, every need. I have needs, you have needs, we all have needs. Our deepest need is that we need to fellowship with him, and that's when he meets every one of our needs. But this is how we receive from him, is knowing him, seeking him, learning from him. Jesus said, "Learn from me." I love that. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." He wants to teach us. Perhaps the main thing is that relationship with him is the key. Of course it's the key. But literally that daily relationship where we are doing all the common sense things, humbling ourselves. We're seeking him with our whole heart. We're drinking that water. And glorious things happen. Amen.